Walnut Tree Forge. My father shod horses in the sun, while I threw old shoes at an iron pin. From the bank of the canal I saw a kingfisher dive like a blue-green streak, clean through the water and out again, with lunch in its beak, then glide to its fish-boned hole in the bank. My father would look up from his work and lean against the door to rest from the bending, the weight on his back of a shire, big and restless in the heat, that tested all his muscles and skill. He would wipe his brow with a rag. "Did you see a kingfisher then?" I nodded. He never welcomed the big horses made for show, all rump and heavy with the spoilt pride of their runners, shone to a tantrum and cockade gloss for anything but work. These gave him a rough hour of shifting and fret, too pampered by the hands of others. It was labour to him, one more task for a pound, the ponies coming in a string on a good day. To me, it was freedom from arithmetic, as golden time used up so easily. There were just the two of us, the ring of the shoes hitting the pin, and a kingfisher and a shire in the long ago sun.